1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Stay inside or mask up. That's what millions of Americans are being urged to do in more than a dozen states facing air quality alerts. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Unhealthy air extended to places like North Carolina, affecting millions of Americans.
For people who are higher risk, so that would include little children, the elderly, people who have chronic medical conditions.
In a flashback to the pandemic, many people decided to wear masks once again to play it safe.
I'm worried about the air quality. I'm worried about breathing in the particles.
Gary Hartman, a tourist from Chicago, is dealing with the bad air during his visit to Washington, D.C.
It's a serious issue. You can't exercise outside.
The poor air quality is from the wildfires in Canada. An alert in Hawaii as the Kilauea volcano began erupting again. Mayor Mitch Ross.
There's no real reason to worry. We're very safe. The eruption is not impacting any communities, but just be aware of the air quality, and if you're sensitive to those kinds of things, it may be a good idea to wear a mask.
Police in Richmond, Virginia say a deadly shooting outside a graduation ceremony was a targeted attack, and the 19-year-old suspect had an ongoing dispute with one of the victims. An 18-year-old graduate, Sean Jackson, and his 36-year-old stepfather, Renzo Smith, were killed. Detrell Glover is Jackson's aunt.
Something that was so special. It's supposed to be a happy moment for all of us. Ended as a tragedy.
Pope Francis is recovering from a three-hour-long operation. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The Vatican said there were no complications during the surgery underwent by Pope Francis to repair a hernia believed to have been caused by his colon operation in July 2021.
Supreme Court justices have filed their annual financial disclosure reports, which includes things like travel, significant gifts, investments, and more. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
These disclosures are sure to underwhelm many court watchers. For one thing, both Justices Thomas and Alito have asked for an extension, which means their filings won't arrive until after the end of the term. If there's any possible conflict of interest in any of the cases decided this year, it may go unnoticed.
Japan may soon allow same-sex marriages. A court just ruled today that not allowing them was in a state of unconstitutionality. Recent polls show that 70% of the public supports same-sex marriage, but the conservative ruling party has opposed it. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Streaming now on Peacock, a new original series called Based on a True Story.
She is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers.
Variety listed among the most anticipated shows of the summer.
What if we make a podcast about this? We could bring him in on it.
Bring the killer in on what?
The podcast.
From the Emmy Award-nominated producer of The Boys and the Emmy Award-nominated executive producer of Ozark.
Are you in danger?
No, I'm hiding something.
We are in too deep.
Starring Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina, a new original series called Based on a True Story. Only on Peacock.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 8th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Antigo, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 a.m. The PACE Commission Board will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will begin at 2 in person at the district office. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 in the council chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will be held at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee meeting will be at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the Fire District meeting will begin at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies, overnight with lows around 43. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. 47 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Highs around 80 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Saturday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling it audible. I've decided this will be a two for Tuesday edition. I'm skipping the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, crew, to ease up on the calories. Happy two for Tuesday to you, Evan. Working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all once again.
You know, this is the second time I've been on the Civic Media airwaves today.
Again, Crudy pulling double shifts. Hardworking man.
You know, I've been hanging out with some of our fine colleagues in broadcast. Yesterday, hung out with the Todd Alba. You know, the host of the Todd Alba Show, the cool guy in the early portion of the afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. And today, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. And Pat's additionally going to do a local product on our newest station up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Tap 93.5. Simply called the Pat Kreitlow Show. You know, I like simplicity in the name. But anyways, that'll be coming soon as it's feasible with the engineering. But anyways, spent some of my time this morning with Pat Kreitlow. And Dom, we're going to spend a little bit later in this fine show with one of the other morning, I guess she is a morning host. She's done it noon now. She is Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And for some of our friends in Madison, they're getting a dose of her for the very first time, right after the Stephanie Miller Show. Others, you've been hearing Kristen Bry, just a new time, 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, 11 to noon right here in Madison, but Kristen Bry on the Devil's Advocates. You know, you can't really call us the greatest radio show ever in front of other hosts. It sort of shames them a little bit, Dom. So
Yeah, okay.
We'll just welcome her to the Devil's Advocates at 4:30. And I talked with our buddy Matt Flynn today. Matt Flynn, been on a little poker sabbatical. And he didn't win. I think it was at like a world championship of poker event. He did not win. So, you know, he didn't retire from broadcast.
He's coming back on the radio then. All right.
But I'll let him tell the story. I won't steal all his money or his thunder. But he's got more money than he left for the poker tournament with.
Wow, that's pretty rare.
He's in the money. 6,000 participants.
How many?
6,000 in this poker tournament. And our buddy Matt Flynn apparently finished in the money.
Hard to do.
Well done. He's
really, even if you're up, don't you spend a little bit before you leave? Because isn't that why you went?
I'm not sure. Matt probably stayed in a nice place. He's still probably burdened more than the
entrance. No, like you drug me to?
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe the entry fee was like, I don't know. You know, some of these boys, they got expensive hobbies. I used to golf, but I gave it all up for radio with you.
Thank you.
So Matt Flynn will be back on his slot leading into us. And if you heard her for the first time last night, Maggie Dawn, what a great job she did. Maggie Dawn, we're her lead-in at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. I'm sure she'll come around someday soon, right? She's going to drop in on us in the 5 o'clock hour one of these days.
One of these days.
Well, invite her. She might drop in. So this big show, Dawn, let's start in our backyard. I always like to lead local, if you will. And the election, top election official in the state of Wisconsin, according to the headline at the Journal Sentinel, well, she's in trouble. And before we get deeper in the headline, I would point out that I am happy that we're getting coverage from the Journal Sentinel at this time, because a lot of the reporters from the Gannett papers, they're on strike. But apparently the local union at the Journal Sentinel negotiated a no strike clause. Yeah. So the only reason that we've got the fine coverage of the paper of record right now from the state of Wisconsin is because their journalists are forced to, well, there's not a picket line, they're not scabbing here, but they're forced by contract to show up for work. They got a no strike clause.
Yes.
You'd be sick.
2015 to 2016 agreement remains in effect under an evergreen provision until it's replaced. A Wisconsin Examiner reported on this. So lots of Gannett folks out on strike right now, but not Molly Beck and crew over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Just a little fact here, though, quickly.
Gannett has apparently cut its workforce by 54% in the last 4 years.
I'm thinking about cutting our workforce by 54% right about now, if you interrupt me one more time.
Oh, really? Bring it on, baby.
I was going to point out, you know, our pal Jesse Apoyan's got a new position over at the Journal Sentinel. Like, she announced her new job position yesterday. I think she had announced she was taking the job. But a fine journalist, she had been at the Cap Times most recently. We've known her for, hell, going on a decade. She was a young lady when she first came to town. Now she's a seasoned pro. But Dom, how would you like to show up for work on the very first day? Sorry, we're on strike. Moose out front should have told you. Right. I mean, literally the timing of her joining the Gannett Corporation and, you know, well done, coincides with the timing of the Gannett National Strike. And only by the fortuitous nature of the no strike contract, is our girl Jesse Apoyan at work today?
I guess.
Molly Beck, they're friends. Molly Beck reports, the future of Wisconsin's top election official is unclear, as key members of the state Senate say they plan to vote against reappointing Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, we've had Megan Wolf on this show. At the same time, a recent state Supreme Court decision that allows appointed public officials to stay in their positions beyond the expiration of their terms is delaying action by the members of the Election Commission who are tasked with deciding whether to recommend her for another term. Now, Wolf's term as administrator of the state's election agency expires at the end of June. But David's going to come back to biting him in the ass right about now.
Karma's a bitch, man.
A 2022 state Supreme Court ruling that sided with Frederick Preed, the semi-fascist cranberry farmer who wouldn't leave the DNR board, right? The Walker appointee, a former natural resources board chairman who decided to stay in his position nearly 2 years after his term expired, is raising questions about whether the commission must take action to reappoint her. Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler said in the majority opinion that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. So if you never leave, there can't be a confirmation hearing, Tom. Meanwhile, three Republican senators and one Democratic senator.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they plan to vote against Wolf's reappointment if the vote is called. The Journal Sentinel surveyed the 33 members of the state Senate on whether they would support Wolf's reappointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. 14 responded. Six Democratic members said they would support giving Wolf a third term. Four Republicans declined to comment, two of whom said they're still gathering information and deciding no, they're not, including the leader of the Senate Elections Committee, Dan Knodel of Germantown. Don't push your luck, Knodel. Senator Corey Tomchek, Republican from Mosinee, sent a letter to colleagues on May 4th recommending senators reject Wolf's reappointment should it reach the full Senate.
Pretty quote, the behavior of the Wisconsin Elections Commission under the leadership of Megan Wolf has failed to instill confidence, he wrote. I urge this body to begin to take its oversight duty seriously and vote no on the appointment of Megan Wolf as administrator to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's Tomczyk from Mosinee. Joining him in opposing Wolf's reappointment were Republican State President Chris Kapinga of Delafield, Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater, and Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. Dewey Strobel declined to comment, but has previously called for Wolf to resign.
Dirty Dewey. You know how Dirty Dewey's going to be.
Oh, yes, it's a guarantee. But this is surprising. Why? Lena Taylor said she would oppose Wolf because, quote, everyone that failed Milwaukee voters in 2020 needs to go. Taylor cited a number of decisions made by local election officials, including closing some polling locations during the first spring election of the coronavirus pandemic, which was not Wolf's decision. She also said WEC should have responded forcefully to Commissioner Bob Spindell's praise of lower turnout during the 2022 midterm among Black voters.
Now, I don't disagree with the latter thought from Senator Lena Taylor, but Lena, Senator Taylor, you're just feeling a little hurt because you were on the mayoral ballot at the time, right? You were going against Tom Barrett. And the spring election was the spring primary where you appeared on the ballot. And I can certainly understand the frustration of an African-American senator who wanted to be the mayor when the lines were long in Milwaukee. There were only five polling stations. I mean, broadly, I don't disagree with the sentiment, Lena. But if you're going to vote against Megan Wolf, do so because of some specific action. You know, be a good citizen, Lena. Don't be vindictive. Don't take it out on Megan Wolf. You know, you can run for mayor again someday.
Crudy Wolf represents a commission that has been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Donald Trump to convince supporters he actually won an election he lost. Because of politics, commissioners approved policies. Commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate the hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. Gableman, your buddy Crudy, and the Racine County Sheriff characterized those decisions as nefarious. This nefarious, Crudy. The commission mailed absentee ballot applications to all voters, advised local officials on how to make ballot drop boxes secure, and set new policies in voting in nursing homes. Well, of course, they didn't like any of those things.
How dare they encourage Wisconsinites to vote on Election Day? Come back with us. Matt Flynn, he's back. He's the gambler. He won big for a change. That's my understanding.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 46 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 48. Upper 70s Friday, warmer Saturday, with highs in the mid-80s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We made it to Friday. Calling this the Freedom Friday edition. Why? Because I have a conservative talker joining me very soon. Regular Joe Gianganti. He plays out on WTAQ FM and AM, I guess. Up in Green Bay. We're also playing out in Green Bay right now on 97.9. He's just down the dial at 97.5, so we're going to brush shoulders here, see how things go. Might have to do a little Friday afternoon rumbling. But the Republicans have announced their little rumble. They're coming to Milwaukee, and they've announced the date. It's August 23rd, so I'm excited about that. And you, a few of you at least, are excited to tell us what it is the Republicans will have to pledge to do to make it on the debate stage in Milwaukee. I'm starting in God's country. Dana in La Crosse, how you doing, Dana? I'm coming there so soon. Can't wait to get on the airwaves Monday.
Oh, I know. Me too. I was driving down the road looking for a sign or a sticker in the window that didn't see nothing.
So I did sign an agreement today down at 4th and Cass. So we're coming, man. We're coming, Dana. And more importantly,
Excellent.
We'll be on the airwaves quicker than we'll have local occupancy in a commercial tenancy.
Okay.
But we'll be on the air Monday with the greatest radio show ever. Again, the Eagle, 1490 AM, high above, you know, soaring high above your radio dial. 1490 AM, the Eagle, La Crosse.
The Screaming Eagle, I'll be calling it. Hey, I do know the answer to your question. I did see a story earlier today about it, but I have some thoughts about that answer. So what they do have to pledge is that they're going to...
Well, don't tell everyone, because some are still going to speculate what they got to do. You're supposed to have fun. It's not... Come on, man. You don't understand. I'm playing a Friday game here, Dana. Work with me, dude.
Okay, well, I do know the answer. I think it's a ploy, though, for Trump. I think it's all to appease him. That way he can cry to his base and say, you know, I wouldn't do such and such, so they won't let me debate.
Dana, I completely agree with you on that.
Glove.
You're a smart guy, Dana.
I think it's hand and glove. Don't... Well, I try. I got a good La Crosse public education.
So I think, and you think, Dana, if we agree with each other on this point, this pledge scenario is really to give Trump an excuse to beg out, especially of like the first debate, the one in Milwaukee, and say, oh, they didn't meet my demands, so I'm not going to go to this first one.
And you know why? Because I think he's actually afraid of Chris Christie the most.
No.
Chris Christie has no F's to give, and he's going to come out. He knows he ain't going to win the nomination, but I think Christie's goal is to come out and damage Trump so badly because, see, Trump's base, they don't hear the real Truth Social, the real truths about Trump on their chosen media. And Chris, he's going to come out on their debates that'll be carried on their networks, and he's going to remind them of everything they haven't been informed about over the years.
Yeah, but of think
of it. Really been going on.
Dana, I don't disagree that would be his intent, but understand, I mean, when there's 10 people on the debate stage and Trump's in the middle and Christie's four spots down on the right and he starts, I mean, these guys can shout at each other for a few minutes and then it's going to get really tedious and people will just turn it off. I don't think he's in a position, if it was a mano sort of a deal, if you threw Christie and Trump in a ring, now I wouldn't pay a lot of money, but I'd pay a little bit of money to see like a boxing match like that. It'd barely go three rounds. But Dana, you know, in terms of the ability to damage your opponent in a debate, well, Donald Trump's going to sit there center stage, going to interrupt the moderator constantly because everybody else plays by some modicum of the rules, and Trump does not.
You make a good point, but watch Christie come out fists a flying.
I'll watch for it. Dana, listen for us Monday on the Eagle, 1490 AM, coming to La Crosse, coming to God's country. That's my old college town. I'm very excited. 844-967-2789. PT checking in. PT, what's the pledge these Republicans should have to make before joining the presidential debate stage?
The pledge will be, I think, that they have to pledge to double down on everything DeSantis or DeSantis or whatever you want to call him, DeSantis.
DeSanctimonious.
So they're going to have to go full on grievance, you know, something that will appeal to the Gen Xers. You know, they'll just love that stuff, you know, appealing to the white male grievances of, I've been slighted here by Hispanics in Texas, whatever, you know. It's one of those things where they're just going to have to double down on all the grievances and watch them try to up one each other. You know what I'm saying?
Is it who can play the greatest victim, Paul? Is that the ultimate brass ring? I am the biggest victim snowflake on this stage. No, I am. Do you think it'll be a victim off?
It might be. It might be. You know, it's like which white male up on that stage is going to say, oh, these woke people have slighted me so much, you know? By the way, woke, you know, this anti-woke thing, that's just another term for anti-black history, anti-LGBT. That's, you know, it's just another synonym for racism. And that's what the GOP party right now is. Their face is just, the face of the GOP does not stand for anything except grievances. They don't know how to serve their people.
Well, I hear you say it. I've got to give a modicum of credit, and I can't believe I'm about to do this, PT. Thanks for listening. A modicum of credit to Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy shepherded through a debt ceiling deal. And don't forget, he's got a bunch of terrorists on his side of the aisle. And he negotiated a deal with Joe Biden. And it was blown through the Senate, and it's hitting the president's desk. He's going to sign it tomorrow. He's going to address the nation at 6 o'clock. We got to find guest. He is a conservative. He's a regular Joe. He's Joe Gianganti. He joins me. You're going to want to hear us. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday style.
In our world, you were either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
You're like a herd mentality.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has...
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers visited Stevens Point yesterday prior to the U.S. Senior Open Golf Tournament that kicks off at the end of the month at Century World. WAOW reports Governor Evers discussed how the U.S. Senior Open should be a hole-in-one for both the city of Stevens Point and the whole state in terms of tourism dollars. The golf tournament begins June 29th. A bill to set aside money to pay for testing PFAS in local water has supporters and critics. Midwest Environmental Advocates attorney Rob Lee says one drop of PFAS in an Olympic-sized swimming pool, if you were to drink that in the long term, you would see health impacts ranging from kidney disease, thyroid problems, to cancer. Considering every water well in Wausau tested positive for PFAS, there's still work that needs to be done, and much of the criticism for the bill is coming from the fact that it limits the DNR from testing for PFAS. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 43. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. 47 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Highs around 80 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Saturday. Chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Suspect you talked a little debt ceiling this morning.
We did. Well, so we do a Freedom Friday edition of my show as well. So I tend to do a little bit lighter. We actually had a band in studio today. But I did talk debt ceiling. I talked about, a little bit of tripping. But not that, you know, I try to take it above board on that front. I want to be clear because I know we don't always see eye to eye. When it came to Joe Biden's little spill, I was advocating that they should be a little more respectful to his age and obviously some of his challenges. I didn't make fun of it. I just want to be clear on the outset. On the dead,
Joe, I made a little fun of it, man. I watched the guy yesterday. I saw the video. You know, it's okay. You don't have to be defensive, Joe. You know, we're all adults here, and funny is funny.
Good. Well, no, here's the thing. I honestly felt bad because he's an older guy. I don't like to see old people get hurt. I'm glad he was able to get back up and walk away. But my serious thing on it is, I mean, how long can we pretend like he's not having some failings and difficulty mentally, certainly, maybe physically? I mean, I get there's a sandbag, but nobody snuck the sandbag there. It was there the whole time that he was on stage. So it just, again, you got to be more aware, I guess, would be my advice.
Joe, I don't think being klutzy is presidentially disqualifying. Look at Gerald Ford. But
well, yeah, I was okay with him going too. Remember, you're not going to find me as a big Ford fan.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. The other voice you're hearing today is Joe Gianconte. He is the regular Joe. He appears, originates out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Joe, you would call yourself a conservative, right? I don't mischaracterize you, do I?
No, as a matter of fact, I always try to clarify I'm conservative, not Republican.
And how do you draw a distinction? What's the difference?
Well, here's the thing. It's just talking to actually of all people, the band we had with us in studio.
Yeah, what kind of band, man? What kind of music did they play? We should have a band on Fridays.
So it was a Beach Boys cover band out of Washington, D.C. called Still Surfing. They're really good. They've been doing it 23 years. They happen to be coming through Green Bay today. And I say it that way because I actually book them every year. I do a big party for the 4th of July, and they're my headlining act at the event. But they were doing another gig today in Green Bay, so we had them come in the morning. They did some acapella stuff, and some, you know, they're really, really good stuff. So they did Surfer Girl, Surfing Safari in my room, live on show with us. And I actually made that the very point, though, about what's the difference. So for me, you know, I tend to vote for Republicans because those candidates are the closest, at least some of them, to the values I hold. The big difference is consistency. The Republican Party has a plank, a platform that I think by and large, not all, but by and large is good. Unfortunately, we have a lot of Republicans that don't even know what the platform says and they don't honor it. So for me, from my point of view, it's more about the principles, not about the party. When it comes to voting, you have to find who's the best person to represent your principles. And like I said, more times than not, that's where the lineup comes into. But for me, it's not. I don't believe in blindly supporting any party. I don't care what letters after your name. I want to know what it is you believe and what you're willing to fight for.
Well, fair enough, Joe. I think we would agree on that. It has gotten a little harder for me to vote across the aisle. I'll admit to that. But let me ask you, as a conservative, perhaps not a Republican, what do you think the appeal of Donald Trump is? We know he'll be eligible to come to Milwaukee. We'll talk about the debate next. Tell me what it is that people love about Donald Trump from your point of view.
I think, you know, and now, again, disclosure, in the primaries, I voted for Ted Cruz. So, but I did say, I'm saying back in 2016.
Sure.
I said at the time that one thing that if Donald Trump were to get the nomination and win, the thing that would work to everyone's advantage is he always wants to be the best, right? The greatest at this, the best at that, and that will drive him to want to be to be as conservative as possible so that he can outdo whoever the conservative hero might be. And for most, that was Ronald Reagan. I think the big appeal really is that he's as blunt as he is. I think that people like the fact that, as they will say, that he calls it like he sees it, and not everyone agrees 100% with those things. Some of the nicknames and all, some people don't like that as much. But I think what they found refreshing is that he, by and large, said, here's who I am, warts and all. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to go do if you hire me, kind of in a job interview. This is, you hired me for this job. I'm going to go out and make these things my priorities, and I'm going to get as much of it done as I can. And more so than the average politician, he did that. I mean, the fact is, you know, he was assailed from day one. We could go through any number of the phony and false investigations, most of which have been disproven at this point.
Well, we'll come back to those, Joe. But
Russia collusion, that's in the trash heap of history. It always was. I mean, there's others, but the bottom line is, no matter what, He just kept fighting, and he actually had a fighter's. And I want to clarify, since it's our first time doing something on the air, when I say fighting, I'm not talking fisticuffs. I mean politically, ideologically fighting. He was willing to fight where so many other politicians, you know, they're kind of namby-pamby. They'll just say, oh, well, I believe in this. The minute someone pushes, they crumble. People are sick of that. They want people that will stand up for what they believe.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I've invited conservative talker Joseph Joe Giangani, regular Joe. And Joe, I think people forget that during the primaries of 2016, Ted Cruz won the state of Wisconsin by double digits. This was effectively never Trump state, at least on the, well, you know, the Democrats, it's been consistently a never Trump state. But amongst Republicans, at least when he was in the primaries, this was a never Trump state. And
well, but there was no never Trumpers back then. That was that didn't.
Well, there were a lot of them, Joe, in right wing talk radio. I mean, Vicky McKenna, Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Dan O'Donnell was not much of a fan.
But this is where we have to differentiate. Charlie Sykes is a Republican through and through. The man's not a conservative. That, I mean, where's Charlie Sykes now on MSNBC? That's the only time you see him peek his head out of the hole in the ground that he lives in is on MSNBC. And I think that tells you a lot about, he's one of these Lincoln Project Republicans. These guys want the same old nonsense. They're the antithesis of why Trump won as big as he did in 2016, is because, again, they're all talk, no action. And I understand it about Sykes. Vicky McKenna tends to be more conservative than Charlie Sykes. But Charlie Sykes, I mean, he is your typical country club Republican. And, and again, your rank and file Republicans and conservatives, they are nothing like Charlie Sykes.
Joe, were you on the air actively doing a show when Donald Trump was running the first time through? And did he ever appear on your program?
I was guest hosting, not doing a regular show in 20. I was actually. I'm sorry. I had to think about that for a second. Yeah. So I was. I apologize. I was doing Saturdays at that point. Time flies. I'm getting old. What can I tell you? I'm having a Biden moment. I was doing my Saturday show at the time. And I actually had, believe it or not, I had the first person I had was Kayleigh McEnany. She was actually coming through here in Green Bay when they were doing or something in Wisconsin, and she was one of the advanced people. I've had literally every member of his family but Donald Trump himself on. I've had his daughter, his sons, his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. I've had all of them on several times despite our best efforts. In terms of scheduling, we would never actually get Donald Trump himself on, although this time around we're working on getting him on now for this run.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. My fine guest, Joe Giangani, regular Joe, the host of the Regular Joe Show, WTAQ in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and other ports of call. I know you're syndicated, Joe. I don't mean to diminish your reach.
Across the country, yeah.
Yes, sir. No, well, let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time.
Wisconsin, let's be honest. Wisconsin matters the most. Let's be clear. I mean, come on now. I do live here. So.
As do I. As do I. We play out a few exotic ports of call outside the state, but this is my home. And I went when the Democrats first rolled out Tim Kaine in Milwaukee one day, man. They didn't allow us to join the vice presidential candidate on a lakefront brewery tour. And they said, sorry, you guys don't fit. And I'm like, we were literally the only quote unquote journalists that were excluded from the tour with the vice president. And I took, being sort of a hothead, Joe, I took exception. I lit up Hillary's team in no short order. And then I specifically, it was already planned. I went specifically to a Donald Trump rally in, of all places, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think it was at the Rush Center. And I came and I showed up carrying the gear, and the guy, some young Republican staffer, literally sees me, Joe, and says, oh, Mr. Crute, recognizes me on sight. You're in the wrong place. Let me take you where you want to go. And it was like I got concierge service. I got to tell you, Joe, it was a noticeable difference. And Trump came and campaigned and campaigned and campaigned. Of course, Hillary Clinton, after she won the primary, historically speaking, she did not show up in the state of Wisconsin again. I think it really mattered, Joe.
Oh, it was huge. And funny enough, I was at that Rush Center event And I mean, that was that we were broadcasting live. A guy named John Muir, who preceded me before I did the Daily Show on the station, he was there. And I got to tell you, we were wearing, you know, the headset microphones like you do in sports and all that. I still could barely hear myself. That place was so loud, so packed. And I think the ground game always makes a big difference in any, doesn't matter whether you're talking state Senate, state assembly, all the way up to the presidential. When you tell someone they matter, people respond to that. And going back to your question earlier, why people resonate, not just because he stands up and he says he's going to fight for things that they believe in, but, you know, to use that old phrase, he sees them in the sense that he comes out and he was doing all these events all over the country. And as you know, it gets a little cold in Wisconsin. Now, that one was indoors, but he did a few of them outside in really cold weather, still turning out 20, 25,000 people. I had to tell my son, who's a film major, and he got into, the West Wing, the TV show, and it came to the season where the president is running for re-election, President Bartlett, and he made a comment as we're watching the episode. He goes, oh, they must not want it to have sprung for a lot of extras, because they only have like 60 people in the crowd when he's going out to do a stump speech. And I said, no, I said, that's actually more accurate to what it used to look like pre-Donald Trump. They said people, 25,000 people showing up at a presidential rally is a new phenomenon. That's not an old phenomenon at all. And he was just shocked because, again, young kid, he didn't know the difference. And I said, no, those kind of crowds is what most people are used to. I said, this is what you get when you tap into people and it resonates.
Joe Giangani, you want to see a big crowd? You should have been at some of those Barack Obama crowds on Bascom Hill in Madison, like 40,000, dude. Those were some parties. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. I got to find guest. Hopefully, Joe, you got time to stick around for one more short segment, about 8 more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
That's awesome, man. I enjoy talking to you. I'm going to characterize you, and I mean this as a term of affection. You're a radio dog, and then you're perhaps a conservative. But I like radio guys. I like people in this industry. It's like a couple of plumbers talking about plumbing, man. You know, we're a couple of radio dogs talking about what we do for a living. Joe, do you still love this every day, man? Do you still get fired up for the show every day?
Every single day. They say do what you love. Since age 13, well, even before that, but I started in radio at age 13. I've loved it then. I love it today. There's no greater place to talk to people.
Joe, we're going to talk to our audience, my audience, perhaps a slightly different Venn diagram than your audience. Joe, I want to ask you about the presidential debate coming to Milwaukee and who you like this term. You know, is it Trump again, man, or DeSantis? But hold that thought. Come on back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates, and we are playing out in Green Bay right now. You can hear us there on 97.9 FM. That's just to the right of the station that Joe Giangani plays at. 97.5 WTAQ, his station, our home, WGBW. Come back, Devil's Advocates, broadcasted live, TGIF, Freedom Friday.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 46. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Mainly clear again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I got a fine guest who's joined me. He's a conservative talker, but that's okay. He is regular Joe Gianganti. He plays out on WTAQ in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just down the dial from our fine outlet, WGBW. Joe, thanks for sticking around. Well, okay, Joe. I'm going to set aside all the conversations of Trump in 2016. Now he's got a track record. And now he's running for the presidency again. And I got to ask you, Joe, he's going to come to Milwaukee. First and foremost, will he be on the debate stage August 23rd, or will he be too chicken?
Well, I don't think he'll be too chicken. I think he'll do it. And let me just, so to the big question, I haven't endorsed anybody in the primary. I don't plan on it, mostly because I like a robust primary. I think this is part of our how it works best. Let them get out there, let them sell themselves, if you will, and let the people make the decision. I'm not of the mindset that it's Trump's race to lose, certainly, but it's not his race. You know, everyone has the right to run. Let's see who convinces the American people. I've been critical of some of the steps he's taken in this current run. I think he's listening to he's got certain people in his ear that are advising him ways that I wouldn't play it. For example, this idea that he's so far ahead, why would he show up for the debate? It can only hurt him. I think not showing up hurts him the worst. I think, again, it would be a political calculation on his part. I don't think a fear thing. But I think ultimately, I don't think he can pass it up because he thinks he can win. He thinks he can win the debate and shut everyone down. So I think he will show up. Right now the race is between DeSantis and Trump. There's no way to get around that. I mean, Chris Christie, this idea he's going to come in and he's going to torpedo Trump. I mean, talk about fantasies. The guy's got a 0% following right now. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he wants to write another book and this is his way of selling it. I'm not sure. But there's some candidates there that, they don't move the meter for me personally. Vivek Ramaswamy, I like a lot. I actually love a lot of what he's saying.
Isn't he like your guys's Andrew Yang? I mean, he's never going to win, right? He's an insignificant also-ran, but you get to be an entrepreneur and suddenly be the president of the United States. And I know Trump pulled it off, man, but he ain't Trump.
You know what he's not Trump, but what I think he can do, I like he has a fresh approach. I like how he says some of the things he's saying. He has the right principles. I think he can move. He won't win the primary, but I think he can move the primary with enough focus in the sense that he can really, if he gets out there and he gets some platforming at certain levels, he can help influence policy in a really good way. And I think he's a fresh face and a fresh attitude, and we need that. It doesn't have to be the same old people. If I could wave my wand, I'd get rid of half of these people that are running because I just don't think they're going to mount a hill of beans.
Is the criterion too low?
I think he's got...
Is 1%? I mean, should we be letting every Tom, Dick, and Christie on stage with 1%?
I personally would say no, but then you get all the belly aching. But hey, at least we're having debates. I mean, on your side, You talk about fear. I mean, they won't. They're
come on, man. I'm not going to have my president go debate Marianne Williamson. And you know,
well, no, she's a space cadet. But RFK, man, I got to tell you something. I think they're really afraid of RFK Jr. I do. I think the guy, first of all, he has his mental faculties. Voice aside, he's a sharp guy. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a bigger threat to Republicans than Joe Biden in terms of pulling people across. There's certain beliefs that RFK Jr. has that could peel off, you know, that chunk of people that left the Democratic Party or that sit in the middle that go Democrat sometimes and Republican other times. He could pull more of those people his way than Biden ever would.
Regular Joe Gianganti, my guest. Joe, you're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., and I don't know if you realize, but Kennedy Jr. has been doing a quote-unquote progressive radio show for a number of years, and it's called Ring of Fire. He does it with Mike Papantonio. I had listened to Robert Kennedy Jr. for years. I admired the man, and I actually have a son on the autism spectrum, and some of the...
As do I.
The Wakefield study that was put forth and cause as a causation of autism, and it was overstated at minimum, and it was fraudulent, worst case scenario. I wonder, it doesn't seem to me that Kennedy has ever moved on from the Wakefield. And while I support, and I think he's a smart guy, he strikes me as sort of an anti-vaxxer predicated on erroneous facts. What's your thought on the whole vaccine? Because that's his appeal. That's his lane, if you will. He doesn't believe in vaccines in many cases.
Well, and that's a part of certainly part of his appeal. I wouldn't put him just that in alone. On the Wakefield stuff, there's a lot more. I mean, there's, as a matter of fact, a documentary that I think, if not mistaken, Kennedy's working on with Wakefield and others that I would just say stay tuned. I've looked into that a little more than most, and the accusations against Wakefield that there's fraudulent, I think that's a question of whether or not the media is playing at that, or if that's really the case. But that's kind of we can put a pin in that. I also have a son on the autism spectrum. I used to actually work with some of the big autism groups long before I did my show in terms of trying to get their message and their information out. So it's an area that I have great affection to know the facts and separate it from, again, the things people want to throw out there. I think Kennedy's appeal, and I am aware of his show, is that I've kind of followed his career from afar. Again, not that I'm a progressive by any means, but my allegiance is always to truth. I think his book on Fauci was amazingly well done, very well documented in terms of what he did. I think there's a level of appeal where he can be a bigger threat than, again, I agree with you. Marianne Williamson is fun for jokes and Saturday Night Live skits, but that's about it. But I think you put Biden and Kennedy on the same stage, I think Kennedy wins hands down.
I don't think there will be a Biden-Kennedy debate. I don't think he'll be perceived or qualify for the majority of the state ballots. I don't think there will be any call, any large call for people from people for Biden to debate a non-serious, perceived as a non-serious. He's not currently an office holder. I only perceive two of your guys' candidates.
Double digits in the polls.
Well, yeah, but that's not, I mean, you know, if he gets...
He's on par with DeSantis.
Well, that's the sad truth of DeSantis, and I would say there's only two quality candidates. I mean, it's either going to be DeSantis or Trump at this point, unless there's some magic to Chris Sununu I don't know about.
There's no magic with Sununu.
I think Trump is going to cut DeSantis off at the knees. I mean, I saw DeSantis shout at some lady today, but it was a slow reaction. Trump's going to have three right hooks in his puss before he ever gets an answer out of his mouth.
I've said it from the beginning. It is Trump's primary to lose. I agree with you. Right now, there's not a threat to that. DeSantis is his biggest competition. And he's got some strong points, but you're right. If he's going to get in the ring, you know, if he's going to get in the ring with Mr. T, he doesn't want to be Rocky in the first fight. You know, he's got to get that eye of the tiger.
Well, I suspect it. If you're
talking, they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations to let them know what we expect. Not just one time,
but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it if WFHR, you try. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the